president wanted to hand it over to Pinetti, of course he has a way. The same way he amended the constitution on age limit, he can hand it over. But I think, and I don't subscribe to a view that one company cannot run. The problem is that all proposers and proposers did not give the correct reasoning. I have told you that one company handled coffee, cotton, and including government at the same time. It handled even the governance issues, and that was the Imperial British East African Company. The requirement and the necessity for government intervention are the two things that I have told you about. The buffer stocks, the buffers that have to be created, and the price stabilization fund policy. So that liberalism and liberalization itself cannot render proper growth of an economy that is based on agriculture. So in my opinion, Pinetti or no Pinetti, I think government does not have the capacity to run Uganda's coffee.
And looking at its legal...